This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And all right, a couple things are breaking down. You know, I was debating on how to handle this. Ideally, I do the breaking news first, but that's so boring. Look, I'm in a mood, Chris. I'm in an outside the box mood. I know I already teased it. I'm going to get to it in a second, Chris. You don't know how to make radio magic. Johnny in New Jersey, go.
As much as I don't want to help inflate your giant ego, mm-hmm. I guess I will wet the needle, insert, and pump a little bit by letting you know how my 12-year-old daughter is impressed on how you are always able to redirect any information into a political narrative. I told you about the earrings and the strip clubs, and you automatically codified the Democrats' polling problems and their insidiousness. Also, please tell Mike Lindell to put some steel toes on my slippers so I can wear them when I'm moving freight.
By the way, yeah, he brought up my slippers. I don't even have a special sale right now, but I think there's still a sale if you use the promo code Jesse on them. I don't know what it is. My Pillow's My Slippers are so absurdly comfortable. They really are. They're the greatest thing in the world. I don't know what the guy did. Paul in New Hampshire, go.
Yeah, I was thinking today about the Great Reset and what it means with technology like 5G and things like that. We've got all kinds of satellites in orbit and the World Wide Web. So as I was thinking about that, I also had an idea that, I read in a book by a man named David Wilcock. They had an experiment with a telephone using gravity as a conduit that can communicate anywhere at any time. And it also brought to mind that when I watch science fiction movies, they have vehicles with computers on them, sometimes whole fleets of them, maybe even empires. They can all communicate any space, any place, any space-time continuum, anytime.
You know,
when the Great Reset happens,
yeah.
What's going to happen when... Mm-hmm. Oh, you get the idea.
No, I think you're onto something. Please keep going, Paul.
Oh, you know I am.
Yeah, please go.
Let's suppose that the Bible is not the actually word of God, mm-hmm. but is actually the work of, nefarious time-traveling, we would call them by different names in different ages, kind of what we might call them Masonic Illuminati.
I knew it was the Jews. I knew it was. Go on.
Oh, gee. And back in ancient Greece, when Alexander mm-hmm. the Great got in league with the little Archons and sold his soul.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What was so great about that?
No, I don't have any idea. I don't know.
It's really? Crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Well, I think it comes down to frequency modulation of DNA.
Agreed.
And the technological insertion that we've had recently programmed by the government.
Yep.
You can go sleep in the gutter and die. because you have tried to help save people and protect people. And, well, you're not willing to go along with the global experiment. If I look in the dictionary and I look at the word protein, it says it's a piece of polymer or something.
I think we're the first program in the country to have Joe Biden call into the show. What, Chris? Well, it's fine. Gosh. Joaquin in Pennsylvania, go. Joaquin, you failed. You failed me. You failed me. Leonardo in New Jersey, go.
Jesse, you have such a sick sense of humor.
I'm
listening
sorry.
To that guy. I
I'm
love it.
Sorry.
quarterback Geno Smith was that stud in West Virginia, Virginia over Baylor. It was in 70-63. He threw for 656 yards, 8 touchdowns, and then they broke out in song. It says that there was almost a world peace at the end of that football game. I wanted to say something about that communist scum, Chuck E. Cheese Schumer. He's 71 years old, and it's too bad that his mother didn't share his beliefs in late-term abortion in 72 years ago.
Leonardo, that's not appropriate. I mean, it's hilarious, but that's not appropriate at all. All right, it's time.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
You want to talk about the system? You want to talk about how deep of a hole we're in? This is breaking from the House Judiciary GOP. Whistleblowers reveal the FBI has labeled dozens of investigations into parents with a threat tag created by the FBI's counterterrorism division. And I just want to make sure I recap this because sometimes there's so much news, sometimes people get lost on stuff. I want to make sure I recap this. When parents were starting to show up at school boards, they were mad about the COVID lockdown insanity. They were mad about all this critical race theory filth in school. They were mad about the LGBTQ Air Force stuff in school. They were just mad about all these things. And they started showing up at school boards and letting their voice be heard. Instead of responding to them in any way, the teachers' unions, they got with the White House. Remember, this is documented. The teachers' unions got with the White House to create a letter. They sent the letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America. Attorney General is a really big deal. And he, in turn, took this letter created by the teachers' unions, and he directed the Federal Bureau of Investigation to go after these parents. And we know this too. The counterterrorism division heads had a meeting at the FBI to discuss which terrorist threat label to put on parents who get loud at a school board meeting about their 9-year-old learning how to chop his penis off. That's the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now you tell me why this organization should continue to exist at all. I'm not talking reformations. You tell me why that organization should continue to exist in any form. I'm all ears. Oh, and as you know, tonight I'm in such a great mood. We're taking the calls, especially the crazies. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. You want to talk about dark? I mean, look, I know you know this, so I don't want to belabor the point, but let's just dwell on this for a moment. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they have the power right now. Any person listening to the sound of my voice, they have the power to destroy your life. They have the power to destroy my life. They do not, I can't stress this enough, they do not need to have you have committed a crime. Cheryl Atkinson, she's not exactly some nobody. She's on video. Chris, see if you can find this. She's on video. Remember Barack Obama's DOJ went after her? She's on video saying they were trying to plant child porn on her husband's computer as justification for going after her. These people can charge you with the most despicable things, completely ruin your life, cost you all your money, cost you your job, maybe cost you your marriage, maybe cost you your kids. Oh, in the end, maybe if you get a good enough lawyer, you'll be found not guilty. Once your life has been completely destroyed, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has that power. They have that power. And with that power, they're now using it against you. It's now run by communist activists who believe they're on a mission to stop you, to stop the enemies of the Democratic Party. Do we even need to go into all the Hillary Clinton stuff they lost? Do we need to go into the Hunter Biden stuff they lost? Oh, speaking of which, under the Department of Homeland Security, here is the new head of the Ministry of Disinformation, Nina Jankowicz.
The accusation is that Hunter Biden, in serving on the board of a Ukrainian company, which, you know, he is allowed to do, he was not the only foreign expert serving on the board of a Ukrainian company, was involved in some corrupt behavior of that company. This company has been investigated for a long time. Burisma is the name of the company. There's never been any indication that Hunter Biden was involved in anything untoward. There are questions about whether he should have taken that board appointment, given his father's role as, you know, the Obama administration's main emissary to Ukraine. But that's not necessarily something that Joe Biden has control over. It certainly has nothing to do with Joe Biden's policies toward Ukraine.
That's the head of our misinformation. That Hunter Biden laptop story that's been totally debunked. Yeah, that's a fact now. We now know it to be a fact. Oh, I told you I had two stories, and I do. You thought that was an ugly part of the system? What I'm about to tell you might be uglier. It might be Chris ugly. And you can still call in 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. I have to get to emails. We have to get to the story about women in high heels. Chris wants to know why aren't women funny. That's so offensive, Chris. And all that more on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's talk about the Do Good Village in Florida. They had somebody donate to them a bunch of land in Florida. They're building 110 homes on that land. What are they doing with it? They're giving those homes to Gold Star widows so they can come together as a community with the kids and heal and get by and move forward and press on. And it's not just that. It's that Tunnel to Towers believes in all the way. They believe in your money going where they tell you it's going to go. Not one of these scam scumbag charities. One of the real ones. They ask you for $11 a month. Go to t2t.org and give $11 a month. t2t.org. That's what they ask. Go now. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and man, I have another piece of breaking news here. I feel like I should get the super offensive part out of the way first, though, before I get to this. Chris asked, I did not ask, nor would I ever ask such a question, because I think this is offensive and it's sexist. Chris asked the question, why aren't women funny? And one that's a little broad. Get it? What? Chris, quit. All right, that's a little broad. There are some funny women. No, they're not as common, right? It was like 90% of stand-ups are men and stuff like that. Here's why. If I go home and I'm telling the wife a story about the day, she will stop me at various points to ask me for details that don't actually move the story along, but they matter to her because they're details and she's a detail person. It's details are the reason why. Now, hold on. Stay with me. If she tells me a story, vice versa, and this is not bad on her or bad on me, it's just how we're built different. She will be telling me a story about a conversation she had with her sister. And I've gotten myself in trouble by being rude like this before. I'll even do the hand motion of, come on, get to the point type thing. To her, obviously, that's rude, and it is rude. But there are all kinds of details in there that, in my opinion, aren't adding to the story, that I'm moving the story along. Well, That's why women struggle to be funnier, because comedy is just storytelling. That's all it is. It's just telling stories, having the ability to tell a story. And if you fill in with a bunch of fluff that you want, it's not as funny. Make sense, Chris? There we go. See, we offended everybody. I promise, as I promised I would. All right, now this breaking news. Ooh, boy. Headline. This is from the Daily Wire. Oh, hold on. Sorry. I'm just kidding. We already played it in the show. Feds open investigation into Elon Musk. Elon Musk, the South African billionaire, richest man in the world, who dared to do what? He bought Twitter. He bought a social media platform. Now, our regime is so incredibly corrupt and so terrified at the prospect of you having free speech, they're launching an investigation into it. The Securities and Exchange Commission is probing Mr. Musk's, that's a tough one there, shut up, Chris, tardy submission of a public form that investors must file when they buy more than 5% of the company's shares. It's an SEC investigation. And again, is this legitimate? I don't know. How could I ever know? I don't know. You don't know. But here's the problem. When we lose trust, when we lose that trust in our systems, when we lose trust in the institutions, the cultural pillars that hold up our society, like the justice system, that's a critical part of a societal pillar. When we lose trust in those things, that toothpaste doesn't go back in the tube. You don't trust anything anymore, and you shouldn't. And I don't want to live like that. You don't want to live that like that, right? Where you hear something from the FBI and your first instinct is to roll your eyes and go, oh, brother, here we go. But where else are we supposed to be now? Oh, before I go back to the phones, I know this changes the subject, but sometimes I do that. Did you hear what Janet Yellen inadvertently said about black people when she was talking? Janet Yellen, you know, Treasury Secretary, started talking about abortion, and sometimes these snooty white people accidentally say the quiet part out loud.
Abortions are of teenage women, particularly low income and often black, who aren't in a position to be able to care for children, have unexpected pregnancies, and it deprives them of the ability often to continue their education to later participate in the workforce. So there is a spillover into labor force participation, yeah. It means that children will grow up in poverty, yeah, and do worse themselves. And
thank you. Let me just say my time on the topic.
This is the truth.
I'll just simply say that as a guy raised by a black woman in abject poverty, I'm thankful to be here as a United States Senator.
Ouch. One, that's Senator Tim Scott dropping the hammer on her. Two, isn't it wild how they can't hear themselves? Here she sits there, this rich white woman. Hey, look, these black kids, they might be born in poverty. They're better off dead. I mean, do you hear yourself, you sicko? What's wrong with these people? Now, these people creep Chris out. Chris isn't even that pro-life. And he gets the skeevies by these people. These people, man, I'm telling you. All right, churn through it. Joaquin in Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse Kelly, listen, I want to say something. I started calling your show my middle name Joaquin because Felix from Pennsylvania was banned on some conservative shows that had some issues because I was saying what you were saying. I was trying to lay the blame at the feet of establishment Republicans. But here's the thing, the reason why I called. Donald Trump, you talked about him at the J&J vaccine. Well, you see, J&J originally was vilified, and they said there was like 8 or 10 blood clot cases. But Pfizer became the choice poison. It actually, we have the Pfizer fascism, okay? So J&J actually was vilified. Now, I want to get to Dr. Oz real quick because I looked at some of his TV shows, and quite frankly, I think that he might be the man of choice because Donald Trump is very concerned about China, and Trump, like Ulysses S. Grant, does fight. And I can see where a lot of things that Dr. said on his show, Dr. Oz did on our show can be taken out of context. But like on the one where they were doing something on guns, you know, one of the doctors had been shot through the throat as a teenager, but then they ended the show showing actually how to stop the bleeding in a wound, and he really was not anti-gun in the show.
Well, yeah, look, here's the thing, though. vaccines aside, Dr. Oz is on record himself, not another doctor on the show. He's on record himself calling for the CDC to look into gun violence as a health epidemic. He's on record. That's as recently as 2018. I mean, Dr. Oz is not good. I don't know. Look, I'm not backing anybody in Pennsylvania. I don't care. But Dr. Oz is not good. Dr. Oz was one of the doctors on the forefront of puberty blockers for kids. And this was like 15 minutes ago. I realize he's all MAGA, MAGA now that he's running for office as a Republican in Pennsylvania. Sorry, I'm done with that. I'm all done with that. All right, 877-377-4373. Border Patrol getting screwed over. A study about women in high heels. I'll get to your calls. Hang on. I gotta know if your sweet
love is gone. Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I can't decide. I can't decide what to do tonight for the final segment, headlines or sound bites. I think I'm going to go back to headlines tonight. I'm vacillating. See that, Chris? I've been reading a lot. Vacillating. I'm pretty sure it means going back and forth. I think that's what it means, Chris. I'm almost positive that's what it means. Headline is zero horsepower. Remember that FBI, or not FBI, remember the Border Patrol guy who got in trouble? He was a horseback patrol, Border Patrol guy. And he got in trouble for using whips on the Haitians, even though it was just the reins and he didn't use it on them at all. Yeah, here's how it worked out. The Border Patrol agents cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the wake of a media-driven frenzy over images falsely suggesting they whipped the Haitian migrants are nonetheless prohibited from riding horses. Every single thing this administration has done, it is done to weaken the country on purpose. On purpose. Oh, and so it's almost like they don't care that their poll numbers are bad. Now, why in the world would a party that wants to stay in power not care if its poll numbers are bad?
So we're going to show you a visual, a pattern of life that someone can see and look at rather than just a whole spreadsheet of numbers, being able to look at it in this manner. What you see here on the screen is a single person on a single day in Atlanta, Georgia. They went to 28 drop boxes in 5 organizations in one day.
What are the orange dots?
Those are drop boxes.
And what is the blue tracks?
That is a smoothed out pattern of life so that we could take the sort of the movement of the individual cell phone signals, marry them together into something that...
That's them tracking one of the vote mules during the election using cell phone towers. Oh, well, nothing to see here. All right, we still have to get to women in high heels, why people have fewer friends. But first, Dave in Colorado, go. Gone, Dave. Gone. Like the wind. Pat in Florida, go.
Hey, I'd like to just comment really quick about all this gender stuff with these young men competing as girls. I mean, when I grew up, I'm 65. When I grew up, it was the pushing that God is dead movement. Mm-hmm. Now it's God is stupid, okay? That's the new movement. You talked about cultural stuff being broken down. When you break down the truth about God, you break down a whole society. Kids don't have anything to believe in. If you think that God would take everything that goes into a girl, all the DNA, chromosomes, all the little sweetness, then stick it in a body that's going to be a Bruce Jenner, and at 60 years old, pop out like a jack-in-the-box and say, hey, really, I'm a little girl. That just says either this guy is stupid or God is stupid. And all these people that are saying to these guys, yeah, you can compete in races with girls because you're really a girl. Why don't they just say, if you have a boy body, you compete with boys. If you have a girl body, it doesn't matter. If you're a girl in a boy body, if you want to believe that, you compete with guys.
I'll tell you what he absolutely nailed is the whole no center on God thing. Remember something. Remember, societies have religions, and they have religions for a reason. Every society in history has had them. America, we're a Christian country. We're founded by Christians. Our laws are in part based on Christianity and Christian principles. Israel, it's a Jewish country. Saudi Arabia, it's a Muslim country. But these are big, broad countries. We don't have to go that broad. Why has every society in the history of mankind had a religion? I mean, tiny tribes, big tribes. The Aztecs, the Aborigines, the Comanches, the Gauls. Why have all of them had religion? Because it gives people a center of morality. It gives people, it's like a pole that you're always attached to. You're always attached to it. So no matter what, you can't just go fluttering off into the wind somewhere. Because no matter what happens as a society, you're always attached to that pole in the middle. Wait, Chris, that's not mature. Anyway. But it does. It gives you some sense of mooring. And the second you eliminated that, then you allow people to just flap in the wind everywhere. Doesn't mean you have to believe what I believe or what Chris believes or what Michael believes or what your neighbor believes or whatever. It doesn't mean that. You believe whatever you want. But as a society, when you get away from your religion, when you get away from God, you're finished. You're already toast. Already toast. Dave in Colorado, go.
Hey, Jesse, I got 2 reasons why we keep the FBI around. Since they're such ardent supporters of the geotracking, the January 6th rioters, I'm sure they're interested in those 2,000 mules we got. And now here's the second one. It's a little more of a mystery. Now, I kept my radio with me after waking up to say Joe Biden, our president, with me every day until at least January 6th. And if people didn't know what was going to happen that day, that was unbelievable right there in its own self. But about a couple weeks before January 6th, I hear at a national news break in the middle of, you know, like top of the hour news, and I'm just at work, and I hear this very dark voice, like if you ever seen the movie The Warriors, black woman, she's saying, okay, the baseball Furies missed the mark on the Warriors getting back to Coney, right? Well, I hear this woman say, soldiers, you know what to do. And I thought, now, how was that? And I just wonder if any of your listeners or anybody, I'd like them to look into that. Now, when I look.
David in Massachusetts, go.
Jesse, Nancy Pelosi, state of California. Joseph DeAngelo is in jail for life for murdering 11 women out of Sacramento, California, based on DNA evidence. Decades later, he was convicted by the DNA evidence, the same DNA evidence is in the womb of a baby, unique on its own. So counterfeit Catholic Nancy Pelosi is going to quote scripture. Let me tell you, Jesus said, it's better off you had a millstone put around your neck than you hurt one of these little ones.
Yes, he did. Tony in St. Louis, go.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. Yeah, there's a problem that nobody's seeing. There's a big elephant in the room. There's a book I'd like to refer you to read. It was written in 1890 by the Catholic Church, piggybacking off of what you said about religion, called the La Civiltà Cattolica. It's the Jewish question in Europe. And it talks about the remedies, the causes, and the effects, and how to deal with them. When the church abandoned it in the Second Vatican Council, their teaching on Judaism because of the scourge that was happening, you can't live in a country where there's a duplicity of religions. There's the principle of non-contradiction. A thing cannot be and not be at the same time.
I'm sorry. I feel like that was going into what was about to be a hilarious. I know you wanted to hear it, Chris. I'm sorry. I thought it was going to take too long. We all know where that was going. I thought that was going to a real anti-Jew thing, and I wanted to let him go with it. I thought it would be fun. Look, I thought it would be fun. Chris thought it would be fun, but it just, he took too long to get there. If you're going to call here with your anti-Semitism, get to the point. You got to get to the point. All right, we have headlines I didn't get to. I'm going to get to a couple emails too. I haven't read a single email. Man, that's negligent. It's negligent, Chris. I'm sorry. It's negligent. Before I do that, what's today? Hump day, yes, but today's Wednesday. That means Saturday's just a couple days away. And we owe each other 10 minutes every single weekend of Mantis X training. I don't care what your weapon is. I don't care if we're talking about your concealed carry weapon. Maybe we're talking about an AR you have of some kind. Whatever weapon it is, you can attach the Mantis X system with it. This is what the Marines use. This is what the Special Forces use. They use Mantis X. You dry fire practice inside of your home, and they're not only letting you practice, they're giving you feedback. They're giving you guidance. They're putting you through drills. I'm not asking for 10 hours a week of you or me. Remember, I'm holding myself to this too. 10 minutes with the Mantis X system every single weekend. Let's get better. You get better. I'll get better. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Email me when you're done practicing.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are, we are almost at the end of the, we're almost at the end of the show? That doesn't seem right, but you know how I know?
I can taste it,
Chris. All right? I can taste it. Look, Chris, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and put that permanently on the soundboard. Please, please. I want it there. That's going to be great. I'm going to have a lot of fun with that. Let's get to a couple emails before I get to headlines I didn't get to. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hello, Mr. Kelly. I like that, Mr. Kelly. Chris, I want you and Michael to start calling me that. What? Please, I feel like that's important. Hello, Mr. Kelly. I just would like your opinion on my thoughts in relation with the times we're living in these days. I think the leak of the SCOTUS about abortion has two goals. One is to have something to move young women to vote for the Democratic Party. The other is to get at least one justice to resign under pressure from the menace of the mob. Well, they're clearly trying to intimidate the justices, one. But two, we've talked about that a lot on the show, and I brought it up. I teased it, I guess I should say, earlier in the show. A lot of what you're going to see from now until Election Day is going to confuse you. It's going to confuse me because it's going to seem like, what? Wait, what? Why are they doing that? That's not going to help them. They're going to do a bunch of things now to try to turn out their base, to try to motivate their base. And the only way Democrats can motivate their base is doing insane things that look insane to you and look insane to me. They don't have other options. They don't have a moderate option. You know, that's not sitting there in the tank. They just don't have that option. Dear Sombrero Whisperer, you've spoken many times of the need for conservatives to balkanize. And when you mention destinations, I constantly hear Florida, Texas, Alabama, South Carolina. But where's your encouragement to move to Kentucky? Central and Eastern Kentucky are amazing. Horse culture abounds. The women are dimes. And Louisville and Lexington's food scenes are criminally underrated. Oh, and if that weren't enough, there are more bourbon distilleries than people. One, you're right, Kentucky is awesome. Two, do you really want me to start bringing up Kentucky? Because here's what happens every time I bring up someplace and I tell people, hey, balkanize, get out of your blue area, move to this place, move to that place. Inevitably, I'll show up the next day and I'll have 10 emails from people in that place dog cussing me for telling me for telling everybody about the place they live. Look, people are moving. They're listening, right? They're listening. Jesse, I just tried your burgers and was very happy. Dang-gone right you were. You're right, not too hot at all. But please help. My burgers were kind of crumbling some. Any suggestions for me? I need to make a couple tweaks. Okay, yeah, I would like to make a suggestion for you. Buck up, Buttercup. It is not a parachute. It is a cheeseburger. Who cares if it crumbles? I prefer my burgers kind of crumbly. Then the cheese, the melted cheese melts in everywhere. Look, hey. If my burger's crumbling, I count my blessings. You bow your head and do the same. Jesus wants your prayers.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Women are seen as more attractive when wearing high heels, a study claims. I love this. This is from the New York Post. Let's see. A woman can wear shoes that make her legs and butt look better, or she can wear ballet flats that make her look like a 12-year-old girl. Which one's more attractive? I think everybody knows this. Don't let feminism take the heels away from you, ladies. Now, I realize, by the way, you can't wear those things all the time. That'd be a little uncomfortable and probably not safe. But hey, strap on those heels when you can. Grocery store prices up 10.8%. Most in nearly 42 years, as Americans face higher prices on hamburger meat, baby food, chicken, bacon, soup, and coffee. Oh, okay. Well, little things like that. Americans have fewer friends than ever before. We have fewer friends than ever before. One, because it's a very social media world now. When you need some kind of human-to-human interaction, it's tempting to pick up your phone, right, and talk to your online friends. And that's fine. I'm not poo-pooing that. I've made great friends online. But remember, God made us all to need human-to-human interaction, myself included. Remember, this is Antisocial Jesse telling you this here. God made us to need human-to-human interaction. But the pandemic exasperated all of it. Social media has exasperated all of it. And now people, they go to work, they drive home alone, take the subway home alone, whatever, get home alone. And then when you get there, you have yourself something delicious like Kraft Mac with weenies in it, and you sit down instead of going out, hanging with the buddy, shooting hoops with the buddy, going to the range, meet with your girlfriends, doing whatever stuff women do. Instead, you do what? You plop down on the recliner, pull out your phone, and that's where you spend the night. And this is there's no judgment coming here. I do the same thing, too. I do the same thing. We all have to break these bad habits, huh? George Washington University needs a new name. And this is actually an article from the, and I kid you not, the Washington Post. Remember, though, if you're shocked they'd want to change the name of George Washington University, you shouldn't be. They have a religion of destruction and death and domination. What do they want to destroy? Everything. And because you don't think like that, you're always going to be shocked at that. Why would they, George Washington, they're going to destroy things you and I never even thought of before. Man proposes to woman at her father's funeral, and they're calling it pure disrespect. I don't know why that's disrespectful, Chris. She's in it. What? Listen, she's in an emotionally vulnerable place. Do you want her to say yes or not? We're talking about the rest of her life. What, Michael? You know, that may be taking a light in the mood a little bit too far. But look, hey, you got to lift up her spirits. Okay, she's down. Dad's dead. He's never coming home. Oh, wow. But at least I finally found a husband. I support him. I'm with you. Say yes, lady. Say yes. The January 6th Capitol riot suspect wanted by the FBI was granted refugee status in Belarus. Run, buddy. Run. We're with you. I'm just kidding. We're not allowed to encourage any violations of the law, buddy. I really feel like you should turn yourself in. You should turn yourself in immediately. No charges for Mike Tyson for punching an airplane passenger. Again, when you run into Mike Tyson, yes, sir. No, sir. Can I get you a beer, Mr. Tyson? Those are the words you use to talk to the heavyweight champion of the world who can knock your head off your shoulders. Thailand is giving away 1 million free cannabis plants to households. Okay, well, Thailand was a very odd place when I was there. I doubt 1 million plants of the devil's lettuce is going to make it any less weird. Waffle House customers make their own food after the worker allegedly quits and refuses to cook. That's why I love Waffle House. Just like being at the house. Pro-choice group to target all six GOP-appointed Scottish justices at homes for walk-by Wednesday protests. Remember, this doesn't change until we change it. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.